bow on the end of that story.
Absolutely. Well, here is Not Ready to Make Nice by the Chicks.
I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is.
This next song we're going to feature is by one of my favorite artists by the name of Lindy Ortega. Lindy is one of those people who falls under that catch-all term Americana. She has country, folk, a lot of Western, and a lot of traditional Mexican music in her sound. And it's another great revenge song called Murder of Crows, which I love that title for a song.
Yeah, I love country songs that have the play on words in the title and in the song. It's like going to a good salon or barbershop. I feel like in a small town, you have to have the like play on words in the name of the place. Like, I just love, like, you
yes.
know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, dude. There's everyone listening right now either owns, their wife owns, or someone in their family owns, you know, like Cut to the Chase or whatever it is.
Yeah. I love that. And I feel like it can come across as cheesy, But I also love when people take it really like serious, and they put a lot of time into it, and they find like unconventional ways to do it and kind of more of that deep cut way to do it. And I feel like Murder of Crows is playing off of that phrase. I love it here. And I think it just fits with the song.
Did you say deep cut to do it on purpose? Is that one in your town? Deep Cuts by Sissy?
I'm sure.
We had To Die For, D-Y-E.
Oh, yeah.
To get your hair colored there.
Yeah, absolutely. To Die For, I feel like, is one everywhere. But I love that. I feel like it's a whole small town thing. Everybody should take pride in that. All right. Well, here is Murder of Crows by Lindy Ortega.
Oh,
Well, coming up, we're going to hear from Loretta Lynn, Bobby Bear, and Porter Wegg. So stick around.
The best country music ever made from the 70s to today for all of Northwest Wisconsin. WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM, 95.7 FM. St. Croix Country.
Hi, this is Rudy Gallen of the Gallen Brothers. You know, I'm the tall, good-looking one, stands on the right. And you're listening to Country Legends 24/7.
95.7 FM.
Talking. He thinks he'll be the one to walk her to his room. But for all of his scheming, he's only dreaming. He might as well be gone, because she's got her eyes on the dance floor. She's made up her mind, and the lady takes the cowboy every time, 'cause she's just dying to do the Texas two-step, and she just can't wait to strut her stuff, dancing to the Cotton Eye Joe. So she's gonna dance till the band stops playing at 2 a.m. and still have time for one beer before she goes home with her two-step cowboy. She'll have time for one beer before they go.
Music dripping with country charisma. Country Legends 24/7, 95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
Six short months we went together, decided it should be forever. Two paychecks were better than one, a diamond ring, it was done. Bought her a house like I said I would, in a subdivided neighborhood. The views got short and the nights got long. It was over long gone before I knew where I was headed to. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. Things like this are never final. I'm still paying on the vinyl. Flooring in the laundry room, it's multicolored and waterproof. A little bit tough to face my friends, the ones that said that I jumped in the river of love a little too soon. That was August, this is June, and it's a different tune. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. The two-bedroom mortgage is due, side and light blue powers. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas.
Country Legends 24/7, Chris Young on his dog, Porter.
Well, I'm not going to talk too much about him because I already did one of these interviews where I started like tearing up and looked like an idiot. But I mean, I met this dog when he was basically a baked potato size animal and he weighs 115 pounds.
95.7 FM.
Sky in Cheyenne, Wyoming is just about as blue as it gets. And if you ain't seen a Santa Fe sunset, you ain't seen red. Texas sunflower yellow can take your breath away. I've seen it all. The orange of the fall to the green of the summer, but my favorite color is neon. The light they always leave on the weekend on the rocks, an old school jukebox with a little Johnny Leon. The buzz I love to be on. Put a double on your troubles, a line at this end of the tunnel. Is me, the sun can do the job in the daytime, but the moon ain't quite bright enough to light up the way to playtime. For people like us, just like a beachside beacon, calling all the ships back home. A few thousand. orange of the fall to the green of the summer. But my favorite color is neon, the light they always leave on. Put a devil on your troubles and light this end of the tunnel. It isn't me. Hi there, I'm Ronnie McDowell, and here is my friend Conway Twitty, my mentor, my icon, and my second dad on Country Legends 24/7. 95.7 FM.
I can almost hear the stillness as it yields to the sound of your heart beating. I can almost hear the echo of the thoughts that I know you must be thinking. Boom, boom, boom. And I can feel your body tremble as you wonder what this moment holds in store. Boom, boom, boom. And as I put my arms around you, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know what I'm saying as my trembling fingers touch forbidden places. Bum, bum, bum. I've waited for so long for the chance that we are taking. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know and I don't care what made you tell him you don't love him anymore. Bum, bum, bum. And as I taste your tender kisses, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. And as I take the love you're giving, I can feel tension building in your mind.
Bum, bum, bum.
And you're wondering if tomorrow I'll still love you. Tonight will only make me love you more. And I hope that you'll believe me, 'cause I know you've never been this far before.
Attention tobacco aficionados. Baldwin Tobacco is lighting up your day with unbeatable deals. Buy two BC5000s for $30. But wait, there's more. Grab two Elf Pens for a steal at $40. And here's the knockout offer. Buy one, get one Tyson vape at an incredible 50% off. Elevate your smoking experience without burning a hole in your pocket. Rush to Baldwin Tobacco today for premium quality at irresistible prices. Baldwin Tobacco, where every inhale is an experience and every deal is a steal.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country 95.7 FM.
Hey guys, this is Heath Wright from the group Ricochet, and you are just moments away from more awesome music from Country Legends 24/7.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about revenge songs in country music. It's a great theme that we're playing today. Next up, we're going to hear Fist City by Loretta Lynn.
I get excited every time I hear the song. I get excited every time I hear a reference to the song. I get excited every time I hear someone say Loretta Lynn's name because I start thinking about this song. I think that my type is an aunt who's willing to fight. I think that's the kind of woman I'm into. And I think this song is the anthem of an aunt who's willing to fight.
Yeah, I love the fighting songs and kind of, I don't know what year this came out. I guess I should have looked that up before I said it, but I love that generation of artists, of the women artists that have that fight in them. Obviously Dolly Parton does, Loretta Lynn. And I love that duality. I especially see it in the South of, like, you know, manners, but I'll fight. And I love a person with manners that's willing to fight.
Absolutely. If you have too many manners and you're not willing to fight, you're just going to get, you know, you're going to get run over. You're going to get bowled over. You're going to have some lady take your man, but not Loretta. Not without going to Fifth City first. And by the way, she's the mayor. She's the alderman. She's on the school board. She's the cops. She's all that at Fifth City.
All right. Here is Fifth City by Loretta Lynn.
You've been making your brags around town that you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me, and what I see is a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fifth City. If you don't want to go to Fifth City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a-saying my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fifth City. Come on and tell me what you told my friends, if you think you're brave enough. And I'll show you what a real woman is, since you think you're hot stuff. You'll bite off more than you can chew if you get too cute or witty. You better move your feet if you don't want to eat a meal that's called Fifth City. If you don't want to go to Fifth City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a sin, my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't want to go to Fifth City. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't want.
Matt, this next song is by someone who I consider to be one of the greats in country music and arguably one of the most underrated, probably depending on who you're talking to and what generation they're from. But Bobby Bear seems to get a little looked over when we talk about the greats of yesteryear. He's not quite mentioned in the same air as, say, a George Jones, but I think he belongs there. And the song Marie Laveau, for those who don't know, the Marie Laveau story is a dark, twisted, could only happen in New Orleans story. And as a side note, my wife is obsessed with that story. Marie Laveau owned, what's the phrase we can use on the radio, Matt? What kind of business did she run? A brothel? We're allowed to say brothel?
I think you're allowed to say brothel.
She ran a brothel, but she also had a hobby. You want to tell the people what the hobby was?
I actually don't know.
Oh, she was a serial killer.
Oh, right. I did know that.
Yeah, what a woman. What a successful American story.
You could be anything in America. You could be two things.
Especially,
you could be two things.
Yeah, especially in the 1800s, and you're a woman. You couldn't be many things, actually, but those are two things you could be.
All right, well, here's Marie Laveau by Bobby Bear.
The most famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. A lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses. And
Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Anyone who wouldn't leave her alone, she go. Another man done gone. She lives in a swamp. She ever seen y'all messing around there, she go. Another man done gone. And then one night when the moon was black, into the swamp come Handsome Jack. No good man like you all know. When he was looking around for Marie Laveau, he said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you, and it'll be another man done gone. And so Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand and made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But oh, a Handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing, her body started trembling and her eyes started flashing, and she went, another man done gone. Oh, if you ever get down where the black trees grow and meet a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau, if she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be another man done gone.
All right, Drew, the next song we're going to play is The Cold Hard Facts by Porter Wagoner. I love going back and listening to the old Porter Wagoner songs. Obviously, we play a lot of Dolly on here. I really like that sound from that classic Legends country sound. And Porter Wagoner is somebody that I think consistently is at the top of those lists.
Yeah, Porter Wagoner, like you said, has that classic sound. And I'm not going to say he was responsible for Dolly Parton's sound or success, but obviously helped get her career started. I also love that classic sound. It's a great song by a great, great, arguably underrated country singer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think especially today when you go back and you listen to how we got to where we are, especially with some of the newer artists coming out that have that throwback sound, I think there's a lot of influence from Porter Wagoner. In the newer stuff that's coming out now with that throwback sound. One of the things I love, I mean, you hear it with Waylon Jennings, you hear it with Merle Haggard and others, is just kind of that, I think the Cold Hard Facts, I mean, that's just a great title for that type of music. I mean, I feel like you could hear your uncles or your grandpa or whatever. I mean, it's like riding in the truck, listening to a song like this. It just all fits.
Well, Three Chords in the Truth was meant to be a way to describe this type of country music, but also in and of itself is a sort of poetic title. And that's all the Cold Hard Facts of Life. It's a reference to that. There's a type of art, there's a subgenre inside country music, if you will, of, hey, when I put music out, it's nothing but the truth. And that appeals to people, of course, because, you know, we get BS all the time. And I'm not saying Porter Wagoner's never, ever given any BS, but he's saying in this song, I'm not going to.
All right. Here's The Cold Hard Facts of Life by Porter Wagoner.
Mm-hmm.
back in town a day before I'd planned to. I smiled and said, I'll sure surprise my wife. I don't think I'll phone, I'll just head on home, for I didn't know the cold hard facts of life. I passed a little wine store on the corner. I pictured pink champagne by candlelight. I stopped the car right then, got out and hurried in, my mind not on the cold hard facts of life. A stranger stood there laughing by the counter. He said, I'll take two bottles of your best. Her husband's out of town and there's a party. He winked as if to say, you know the rest. I left the store two steps behind the stranger. From there to my house, his car stayed inside. But it wasn't till he turned into my drive that I learned I was witnessing the cold hard facts of life. I drove around the block till I was dizzy. Each time the noise came louder from within. And then I saw our bottle there beside me. And I drank a fifth of courage and walked in. Lord, you should have seen their frantic faces. They screamed and cried, please put away that knife. I guess I'll go to hell, or I'll rot here in this cell. But who taught who the cold hard facts of life? Who taught who the cold hard facts of life?
All right, next up, we're going to hear from Miranda Lambert, Justin Townes Earl, and Chris Knight. So stick around.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about revenge songs in country music. Next up, Drew, is Kerosene by Miranda Lambert.
Miranda Lambert, I'm not going to say this song put her on the map, but this song and this album is really when I think the world was like, oh, we got a superstar on our hands. And this is a cheating song. It's a song about when someone's done you wrong and you put your all into it, and what are you going to do now? And what she's going to do is burn it all. And I think she means metaphorically, because she says in there, forget you high society, I'm soaking in kerosene. But there's this thing in country music, I'm telling you, with country women, where, like, at the very least, you're concerned. They mean literally.
Yeah, maybe in the 70s and 80s and 90s, it was an actual fire. But maybe somewhere around the 90s, when they had to start cleaning up the image, I think it got a little bit more metaphorical. Well, here is Kerosene by Miranda Lambert.
Nothing else to do, I guess. up on love, love's giving up on me. Now I don't hate one who left, you can't hate someone who's dead. He's out there holding on someone, I'm holding up my smoking gun. I'll find somewhere to lay my blame the day she changes her last.
Matt, the next song we're going to play is by an artist who I really love and respect a lot. May he rest in peace. Justin Townes Earl is no longer with us. And when you carry the name Justin Townes Earl, your father, Steve Earl, he named you after Townes Van Zandt, and then you decide to be a songwriter, that is a special kind of, I don't want to say glutton for punishment, but just fearlessness of, I know I'm going to be compared to two of the greatest songwriters of all time. Copperhead Road and You Can Put Flowers on My Grave are inarguably two of the greatest folk songs in the Americana genre ever. He entered right into that genre, and he did great. We've featured him numerous times on here. He knocked it out of the park. This song, I think, is one of his most country songs because it has that trick that country does, especially pop country, where this is a general theme. We're not really sure what's happened in this song. We just know somebody's going to pay. We know that someone lied to Justin or the protagonist, and someone's going to pay for that lie. And it was a guy. So we don't think it was romantic. But other than that, we don't really know what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he as an artist is another one that, you know, if you're not familiar with them, it's sometimes hard to place their sound. I mean, it's definitely a new and updated sound, but it has such that traditional throwback sound, and I just really like that about him and a bunch of the other artists that we feature on the show. So here's Someone Will Pay by Justin Townes Earl.
I don't get angry, I get even. I tell you, boy, it best be believed. All the stars in the sky, someone will pay for the way you lied. Don't you think I'll forget? My ticket is, I'll get even yet. On my mama's life, someone will pay for the way you lied. All you kids need a lesson, and I'm a teacher. Go on and call your mama, boy. You're gonna need her. So I got a one-track mind. Don't care if I search this whole world wide. I'm nothing but time. Someone will pay for the way you lied. Pay for the
Matt, I'm really excited that we're going to play this next song. This is a long song. This is a song by a guy who's had some hits on country radio, covered by other artists, and a couple smaller hits himself. But this particular song didn't get a lot of radio play because it's very long and it's a murder ballad. But when it comes to revenge songs in the country genre, Down the River by Chris Knight is absolutely what's going to pop in my head every time. This is a straight up, you killed my family, I'm killing you back. Old school, kind of like Wild West, although it's set in Kentucky, so maybe this is an Eastern instead of a Western. And I dig it. It's great storytelling. It's also interesting to me, he only mentions one person by name in the song, and it's not his own brother who's passed, and it's not himself. It is the person who he ends up, you know, taking their life. And there's something dark about that, in my opinion. Oh, Chris Knight's such a good writer.
You've mentioned him a few times in the past. For those that don't know him, talk a little bit about, like, when was he making his hits? Like, what else is he known for?
Yeah, so in the 90s, I know he had a song done by John Anderson called It Ain't Easy Being Me. Some of our listeners who have been country fans for a while probably remember that. Tyler Childers did a version of it more recently. I think that's only live, but I know how you Tyler Childers fans are. You've heard every version of everything. So he had that success, and then he had another one, I think, called Sorryville, and another one called Level Land that he himself hit the charts with, but it never went super high. He had another hit called Enough Rope that was dark. I mean, he's got a real Southern Gothic theme to him. You know, Enough Rope, the theme was, you know, if I had enough rope, I'd hang myself, but I don't. Can't even do that. So not a lot of uplifting songs, but a lot of great ones, and that's why we love country music.
Absolutely. All right, well, here is Down the River by Chris Knight.
I was 18, my brother was 21. One Saturday evening, when all the work was done, we went down to the river, had some tried lines to run. My brother Walter had a fight the week before. Like a boy named Wilson through the pool hall door. They said you don't mess with Wilson unless you want a war. I put the boat in the water and I made the engine run. I loaded the lantern against a sinking sun, and my brother Walter was loading his gun. And we went down the river. Down past the coal docks, we were running our line. Heard some drunken boaters racing up behind. It was Wilson and his cousin had trouble on their mind. They passed on by us, probably going to tend their pie. We headed up the river with the fish we caught, but before we made the landing, I thought I heard a shot. Fell over the side. I couldn't find him no matter how I
They drug the river, they searched it up and down. Couldn't find his body, so they decided that he'd drown. But I knew better than Wilson bragged around town. So one night I floated down right above Wilson's shack. I hid in the woods till I saw him walk out back. I put a bullet in his head, dropped him in his tracks. And we went down the river. Where the water runs slow, I chained him to an anvil, then I let him go. And 5 years later, I ain't told a soul. And I ain't done much fishing, I hardly wet a line. The death of my brother, still heavy on my mind. I've been thinking Wilson's cousin better find a place to hide.
Well, Drew, thanks so much for joining us today and talking about revenge in country music.
Yeah, and if you guys want to get revenge on me and fight me in person, I live at Matt Hildreth's address. You can find me there, as always.
Talk a little bit about where people can find you online.
Yeah, you can go to drewmorgancomedy.com and you can see any of my tour dates. I am at Drew Morg Comedy on Instagram, and yeah. Come hang out with me on the internet at the very least, or come see me live.
Absolutely. Well, for everybody here at the Forgotten Country Radio Show, thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Matt Hildreth.
The best country music ever made from the 70s to today for all of Northwest Wisconsin. WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM, 95.7 FM. Country.
Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's a hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna holler at the moon.